The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has never been able to extinguish it. Good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening for our special Longest Night service. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, seated just off the chancel of St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew. As commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope that you feel as you are here with us in person. Our order of worship this evening is a special service entitled Light in the Midst of Our Darkness. We will begin the evening with a welcome from Pastor Papura.
Good evening. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for coming out this evening for our longest night service. I'm gonna bypass the intro that's printed in your worship bulletin. But for those of you who have been here in years past, you know what this service is. For those of you who haven't been to a longest night service before, this service is a special service that's really kind of geared toward folks who struggle at Christmas for all kinds of different reasons, whatever the loss might be. Darkness can seem dominant. But when you scrape away and you get to the real heart of the Christmas message, it's a message that reminds us that Christ came to overcome darkness. And that's precisely what he did with his life and his ministry, his death, and resurrection. That's the theme for tonight. Light overpowering whatever darkness you might be experiencing. The hymns will kind of reflect that theme, and in a short while, you'll have the opportunity to come up to the altar in a symbolic kind of way to light a candle or two or three, however many, as you turn that over to Christ. That light is symbolic of his presence working in your lives. So I invite you tonight, in the quietness of this place, in the stillness of this place, to reflect, to give thanks to God, to give thanks to God for his presence, which never ever leaves you, never ever fades away, and for the light of his love and his presence in your darkness. May God bless you in your worship this evening. We'll start out by singing our opening hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Greet You? That's hymn number 19. We'll sing verses 1 through 4. My encouragement to you tonight is, rather than doing the up and down, just stay seated, be comfortable. Let's just worship. Hymn number 19.
Thank you.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And those who lived in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we have seen his glory. In him was life, and that life was the light of all. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has never been able to extinguish it. Hymn 397.
Please join us now as we sing our responsive hymn, O God of Mercy, God of Light, hymn 397 in Lutheran worship.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, your Son became weak so we could find strength in our moments of darkness and heartbreak. Hear our prayer this day on behalf of ourselves and our families who live with painful memories of loss in all differing kinds of ways. We pray that you might give us strength for today.
courage for tomorrow, and peace for the past. All this we pray in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who has indeed broken the power of darkness. Amen. The first candle that we light this evening is to remember those whom we have loved and lost. We pause to remember their names, their faces, their voices, and we treasure their memories in this difficult season. We give thanks for them and for their lives. The second candle we light is to ask for deliverance from pain and loss. All the losses we face that bring sadness and darkness to this time of year, the loss of relationships, the loss of jobs, the loss of health, whatever it might be, we ask God to bring us comfort. Refresh, restore, renew us, O God, and lead us into the future. The third candle we light is to remember ourselves this Christmas time. We pause and remember these past weeks and months, the disbelief, the anger, the downtimes, the hugs and handshakes of family and friends, all of those who stood by us and with us. We give thanks for God's mercy and his understanding. We too give thanks for all the support we have known through those you have placed in our lives. Let us remember and give thanks to our God and thanks to our family in Christ. The fourth candle we light is to remember our faith in the gift of hope which the Christmas story offers to us. We remember that God who shares our life promises us a place and a time of no more suffering and no more pain. Let us remember that dawn defeats darkness. This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. At this time, I'm going to invite you to come forward to light a small candle or candles in memory of someone you have lost. Jesus Christ is light and life. Because he lives, all who confess his name will live too. The light of Christ shines forth in this place tonight, bursting through our darkness, especially the darkness of death's presence, reminding us that there is nothing that can overcome his light-giving light. We give thanks for our Lord's life, his birth, his suffering, his death, and his glorious resurrection, and we praise him for the great cloud of witnesses who now live in his light and love. In the mansion he prepared just for them. When you're comfortable, if you're comfortable, please take a few moments. You can step forward and light those candles up on the altar. Thank you. join in singing the first two verses of Be Still My Soul.
Please join us now as we sing our hymn of praise, Be Still My Soul, hymn 510 in Lutheran worship. Our broadcast this evening is sponsored by the good people at WXRL radio station. We thank them for their partnership in broadcasting our Sunday worship services for over 50 years.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on my side.
First reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28
through 31. The lecture this evening is Rod Lorenz. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through
Rod. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore.
The second reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. That which from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is the light. In him there is no darkness at all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 14.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the Word did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and has made his dwelling among us. He has seen the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Comfort, comfort these my people. That's hymn number 28. Here again, we'll sing 1 and 4.
Join us now as we sing our hymn of the day. Comfort, comfort these my people. Hymn 28 in the Lutheran worship. Singing verses 1 and 4. This is a special broadcast from the Longest Night Service live from St. John's Lutheran Church in Dubuque, New York at 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In an article that was written some time ago in the Christian Standard magazine entitled Carols for Any Season of Suffering, Matt Proctor, a Christian author, reflects on the incarnation of Christ. here's in part what he wrote. My 5-year-old Carl and my 3-year-old Conrad love it when I play living room football with them. But here's the thing. They won't let me play standing. I suppose, from their perspective, I'm big and I'm kind of scary. Instead, they insist that I get down on my knees. You see, when I'm down at eye level, they feel most comfortable. And my son, he even makes a point to say, "There, see, Dad? Same, same." They like it when I enter their world. That's huge. And it doesn't just apply to a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. You see, that's just what God has done for us. And there's something to this point. And it makes a remarkable difference for you and me. You see, our God came down to our level. And while he's true God and we're just simply humans, he came to be with us. And he knows well what you and I experience. And because he came to our level, he knows what it's like to be tired, discouraged. He knows what it's like to hurt and to bleed. He knows what it's like to be sad and heavy. You know, sometimes in our pain, I think we can distance ourselves from God. We can be tempted to say, "God, you have no idea, no idea at all what I'm going through. You have no clue how bad I'm hurting inside right now." But he does. You see, he can empathize with us. And this, our loving and ever-present God, Emmanuel, still resides with us right here, right now. And that makes a big difference because that can bring us hope. And hope is just what we need, especially now, especially in these days. My hunch is, you know darkness. You know heaviness. You know what it means to experience separation and tiredness and maybe even a bit of discouragement. That's what brings you here tonight and not just a Christmas Eve service. Maybe you just don't have that Christmas kind of feeling in you right now. It's easy to feel that way, especially when this season is so often surrounded by such fond memories, close interactions with the people that we love. When something changes from what was in the years past, when something or someone is missing, it hurts. It stings. We grieve. And while the rest of the world is maybe holly jollying and Christmas timing, our mood, and it can happen every year, our mood seems to be blue and dark. And maybe we would just rather see Christmas go away. But you know something. Well, we want the season of Christmas maybe to just pass on this year. Here's the thing. The strange irony is what we really need is a whole lot more Christmas. Here's what I mean. When you get down to it, and when you scrape away all the hype, and when you scrape away the commercialization, the heart of Christmas is about God entering in. It's about our God entering into our world to do something about darkness and blueness. And that's just what he did. You see, his birth, his ministry, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, they all attest to it. And the truth is, he came and went head to head with sin, darkness, and its effect. And he won. He conquered. Light dispels the darkness. Light wins. That's the message of our faith. That's the message of Christmas. You know, the prophet Isaiah's words rang so true. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And that can be for us too. In our darkness, in our heaviness, right here, right now, once again, God's word points you and me to his Christmas promise. The heart of Christmas, Jesus. The Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. And it's this Jesus and this Jesus alone, God with us, who meets us right where we are. It's this Jesus who once walked on the water, who reaches down to us now in these moments when maybe we feel like we're drowning in our heaviness and our grief. He reaches down to you and me. And he wants us to know that there's light. There's light to whatever darkness you might be feeling. There's life in store. Restoration and healing, joy and peace, they aren't an impossibility. You see, God can lift us from our experiences, even the tough ones. Nothing's too big for him. And as he works in his miraculous ways, in his time, and I suppose ours too, how we can be strengthened and drawn closer to him and to each other. Now, sometimes I get it. When we feel that heaviness. Sometimes maybe we would just rather be left alone. But how desperately we need him. We can't be left alone. How desperately we need him, how desperately we need one another, especially when we feel so alone. Friends, our pain, our grief, our heaviness, our emptiness doesn't define us. It doesn't define the rest of our days. Christ does. And with him, there's life, a bright and beautiful life, always. Life beyond what might be weighing us right now. You see, with him, we have a hope-filled future. A hope-filled future for our days right here and right now, and a hope-filled future that points us to eternity, where there is no darkness anymore. We have so much to look forward to now. Tonight, in the stillness of this night, we lit all kinds of candles up on the altar for all kinds of reasons. And now in this room, light radiates. our eyes are drawn to light, aren't they? But here's another reality. Light not only pierces the darkness of this room, but an even greater light pierces our hearts and our minds. And that's the light of Christ's love that never, ever, ever leaves us. So if you were hoping for Christmas to just go away this year, do me a favor. Close your eyes and ponder in your mind right now, Bethlehem. Gaze once again into that stable. See your Jesus. See connection with him, the ones you love, the saints. Gaze into that stable and see him. See joy in the flesh, joy for our days, and hope for what's to come. Gaze into that stable and see the one who loves you, knows you, who knows your hurts, and who doesn't leave you. May you this night rest secure, calm and peaceful, hopeful in the embrace, in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. Our comfort, our joy, always. Even in our sadness, even in our heaviness and grief. And may your darkness give way to light and life. Because you see, that's the real gift that he wants you to have this Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. In the spirit of this season, let us now confidently ask God for all things we need, for ourselves as we participate in whatever way we can this Christmas, Lord, in your mercy, for our families and friends, that they and we may continue to help and support one another, Lord, in your mercy, as we grieve the loss of persons we have loved that have died, and for all our losses, that we may be reminded and assured by the Word made flesh, our Jesus, who was born, suffered, died, and rose to secure and ensure life and light and darkness. Lord, in your mercy, for all our family and friends, that they may know love and peace and happiness in you. Lord, in your mercy. For the peace proclaimed by the Christmas angels, that peace might be shared throughout the whole world. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate and ever-present Savior, our light in darkness, the holiday season reminds us of times past, but the celebration of your Son's birth, the real meaning of Christmas, reminds us that you come into our midst and bring lasting peace. May your light, your love, your presence burst through our darkness this night and in the days ahead, that we might be filled with comfort and joy. All this we pray to you, the most holy and precious babe in Bethlehem, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing two hymns. The first hymn during the distribution
the Lord
of
be
sacrament
with you.
Is Come O We Faithful, hymn
Lift
41
up your hearts.
In Lutheran worship.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in you might not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we have received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's just take a moment.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined us in our worship for this special longest night service. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. Our phone number is 683-3947. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, wishing you God's protection, care, and light for you in the days ahead.
Thank you.
is the true body, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now to life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now to life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we have seen his glory. In him was life, and that life was the light of all. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has never been able to extinguish it. Thanks be to God. To you, my friends, may Christ, who by his incarnation, who has filled us,
and the world with his grace, truth, and light, give to you peace this Christmas. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We continue by singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, hymn 49 in Lutheran Worship.
Join now in singing hymn number 55.
For coming out tonight. I do hope that that you've been blessed in worship this evening. I have to admit that I kind of think that this is probably the most realistic of Christmas services that we do. I think it cuts to the heart. It really gets to the reality that sometimes we feel. Maybe we don't feel like the typical Christmas stuff that always goes on around us, but it doesn't take away the truth and the real meaning of Christmas, and I think that's what we really kind of get to. We're being real with each other that we're just heavy sometimes. I mentioned in the sermon tonight that there's the part where maybe you just don't feel Christmassy this year, and I will confess to you that I have not at all this year. This has been an extremely heavy, heavy year for us at St. John's. I was reflecting, I think we just member-wise, there were 19 folks that I had to participate in funerals for just here. And I won't lie to you, it's weighed heavy on me this year. So I don't feel that Christmassy, but you know what? We're always Christmassy. Maybe not the way the world is Christmassy, but we need it. We need this message. We need to hear it over and over and over again because it brings to us hope. It brings to us peace. It gives to us a comfort in our hearts that this darkness doesn't define us now. And at the end of days, there's a most remarkable light that awaits us all. That's the heart of it. Merry Christmas to you. If I don't see you throughout the course of some of the services that are going on here in the next few days, I understand. But my prayers are with you, and I wish you a most blessed, blessed Christmas as you gaze into the stable again and there see your Jesus. Thanks for coming. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.